Hello, friends. Welcome to day 25 of Lent, where we continue our readings of St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten Reflection, sharing with you what stood out to us. Why? Today, Janelle, you're going first.
Sure. The main thing that stood out to me was how St. Alphonsus was talking about the different martyrs and how often they're depicted with the instrument of their martyrdom. It says that St. Paul is depicted with a sword, St. Andrew is with a cross, and St. Lawrence with a gridiron. But Our Lady is depicted with Jesus, his dead body, after his crucifixion, because it was him, the instrument of her martyrdom. That really stood out to me. Saints in their martyrdom, there was like a joy in it, but it just says the greater love that she had for Christ, the greater the suffering and the greater the pain. As we're doing this, we're also journeying with a group of people on Facebook, which is open to anybody. You are all welcome to join our Facebook group. The link will be in the description. And in that group, some of the ladies were asking about, because earlier on, St. Alphonsus talks about how one saint could do like 9 acts of penance by just simply eating an egg. And I just thought that was really interesting. And how, you know, how could I increase the amounts of penance that I do in simple daily tasks? And I made reference to, you know, taking a shower or washing the dishes. So I made up a list. Ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And actually, I got some ideas from our 10-year-old, and I was really surprised that she had some great ideas. Regarding taking a shower, the water doesn't have to be the temperature that you want. The air in the bathroom could be colder than you want it to be. For me, I like things to be warm, so having things cold on the colder side is hard for me, and so I can offer that up. Well, maybe not using the shampoo that you like, being quick, not dilly-dallying in the washroom and relaxing. You know, those are all little forms of penance. Also, using a damp towel instead of a fresh towel. So standing on the cold tile instead of standing on a mat. When all you want to do is be warm. Like, maybe some of you have like little luxury items like heat lamps or in-heat flooring, not utilizing that. Even if you have a light over top of your shower, maybe you like that light to be on, but you can choose to keep it off. I think that's pretty much all I have. So that's just like taking a shower, how we can offer little penances. And it doesn't mean that we always have to do this, but it's just like, you know, asking God, like, how can I offer more little sacrifices out of love for you?
Of course, if we just have a shower in the normal way we have a shower, it's not wrong. Okay, it's weird that we're talking about showers here. But people are asking, practically, give us an example. There's some examples. In today's reading, towards the end, St. Alphonsus gives a great example of what mental prayer is, but he doesn't even draw attention to the fact that he's sharing his own mental prayer. And the reason why it stood out to me is because most of us Catholics are unaware of this form of prayer. And it's absolutely essential to grow in perfection. In fact, St. Alphonsus, in his book, this one called The Great Means of Salvation and Perfection, he talks extensively about mental prayer. So I wanted to draw your attention to what he does in his writings so we understand what mental prayer is. It's using our imagination and immersing ourselves into a scene or into a truth that has been revealed to us by God. And you see this in his writings today. Imagine to yourself, O my soul, that you meet Jesus as he passes along in this sorrowful journey. So he's saying, imagine yourself meeting Jesus along his sorrowful journey. Be creative. And so what he writes now is coming out of his mental prayer, the use of his imagination in his prayer. And he starts engaging our senses, which we can do ourselves, but his writings are a great example. So drained of blood is he and wearied out with his torments, that for very weakness he can scarcely stand. So St. Alphonsus is seeing Jesus exhausted. He's seeing Jesus so overcome with physical difficulties that he can barely stand. And this is his prayer. He's just writing it out. Look at him as he goes along with body bent double, with knees all a tremble, dripping with blood. And so painful is it to walk that at every step he seems ready to die. Once again, St. Alphonsus is using his imagination, but he's writing it down and it's vivid. He sees drops of blood. You can go one step further. Visualize the passion and engage the other senses. What do you smell? Do you smell the blood of Jesus as he walks by? When he looks into your eyes, how does he look at you? You hear the wailing of the women of Jerusalem. You see Jesus trip. You hear the sound of his body as it hits the pavement. Use your imagination. This is mental prayer. Put the question to him, O divine Lamb, hast thou not had thy fill of sufferings? He puts a question to Jesus. So in your mental prayer, when you imagine Jesus in his sufferings or in a scripture, you can put a question to him too. Ask him a question. For the doctor of the church, St. Alphonsus, asks Jesus a question. And I imagine in his mental prayer, he waited for a response. And this is the response he gets. He writes it down. No, he replies, I'm not yet content. Then only shall I be content when I see myself die for love of you. So St. Alphonsus then hears the response of Jesus in his imagination. So when you put your question to Jesus, how does he look at you? How does he sound? What's the tone of his voice? And in this way, you can encounter Jesus. So this is a beautiful way to pray. Hope you're blessed by this explanation of mental prayer as we see St. Alphonsus write his mental prayer out for us. Beautiful example. Please pray along the rosary with us right up there, and we'll see you tomorrow.